Good morning, audio booers around the world. I am speaking from a really remarkable place in the world. I've never been here before. I'm on the island of Islay, which is in the Inner Hebrides, off the west coast of the Scottish mainland. I'm actually looking over the water towards Jura, which is an island with some mountains on, but very few people. And it is an extraordinary place. I'm here because of the work I'm doing at the moment about renewable energy and electric vehicles. And there is an electric vehicle on this island, as will soon be apparent on fully charged, that is essentially run off whiskey waste. It is an amazing, beautiful place, extraordinarily unspoiled, really, by some aspects of modern life, and very, very spoiled by others. But I'm standing right on some proper seaside rocks with seaweed on and waves coming splashing in. But I'm on a big bay on the island, so it's not rough sea here. It's very little waves. And it is remarkable, because what is apparent here in this little island is that they could, within the next couple of years, be completely energy self-sufficient from completely renewable sources. We've come to see the beginnings of a big project that I really want to follow in the next couple of years, just personally, because it's a big step. And what is very apparent is that islanders have told me this, that they've always been very aware of where their energy comes from, simply because of the fact that they see it coming. Like, if there's an oil supply arriving, it arrives on a boat in the harbour. Well, everybody can see that. It's only a little island. They're also very aware of how much it costs, because it is incredibly expensive to buy petrol or diesel on this island, and heating oil, which are the things that they use. And so they're very aware of what those things do. Completely different attitude. I mean, the whole of Scotland, completely different attitude to that in the English part of the United Kingdom. Scotland is already 33% of its power is coming from renewables. 33% in Scotland. They are a net exporter of energy to the rest of the United Kingdom, because they produce so much. And they are aiming to do 100% of their energy, of their electrical energy, from renewable sources. Hello? Everybody's told me that's bonkers. Well, you know, it is extremely difficult. No one's pretending it's easy. It's going to be very difficult. But at the moment, the current government, that's what they're pushing towards. There's plenty of problems. There's plenty of resistance to it. There's plenty of people say it's nonsense and we should just carry on burning fossil fuels. But there's enough people with enough muscle to say, no, we're going to do it differently. And I really admire that. It's fantastic. So that's all. I shouldn't go on about it too much. I'm out for my early morning walks. We're flying back to London today. I don't know how much of this you can hear, because it's quite windy now. But it is beautiful. I saw some seals yesterday just lounging about on the beach. I think probably they do come to where I am now, but they're not. I can't see any here today. They're probably out having their breakfast. Anyway, that's all. Oh, well, I was meant to talk about my book, but I can't remember what I meant to say, because there's an audio version of News from Gardenia, which will be available very soon, possibly even today. So I don't know about that. I've forgotten all about that. But I will do another boo, and I'll probably find other ways of announcing it. What a lot of old waffle, if you have been from the island of Islay. Boo-boo.